Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio at the Torino International Film Festival. I'm here with João Nicolau. Hello, João.
Hello.
Director of Jump From, one of the movies in competition this year at the festival. Can you tell us briefly what your movie is about for our audience?
Yes, well, this Jump From is a film that picks up a certain moment in a summer vacation of a teenage girl in a normal residential neighborhood in Lisbon, Portugal, and it's a bit of a surrealistic trip based on or carried on by her passion for a new neighbor that comes living in her building.
The movie has this kind of fairy tale quality in it in terms of were you shooting and also of the acting of this girl. How did you choose her? How did you select this girl to be the main character?
This was the first time really that I did like a proper casting. Mm-hmm. Because normally I used to write for having already some actor or people in mind. So this time that wasn't the case. So I just did like so around 90 girls to pick these two, the protagonist and
the best friend.
And the best friend. So it was really an interesting process. I learned a lot about the new youth in Portugal. And then I just chose Julia, that's her name. And we did lots of, I don't know, little tests.
Which kind of tests did you do at normal?
The first round, it was really just for me to get to know the... I usually work with the non-professional actors or non-actors, as you want to call it. So it's really important, the human quality of the person. I'm very attached to that. And then, like normal things in cinema, just to hear her voice, to actually meet her, to see her face and stuff. And Julia was impressed me from the beginning, because the first round was really just speaking, not too much of acting, just a little bit at the end. And I asked all the girls what they were interested in doing, because they are in this phase now that they have to choose their career, the beginning at least of their paths. And Julia was one of the only ones that said that she didn't want to become an actress or a singer like they all do. She wanted to go into management. I said, that's interesting.
But which is a pity in the end, because she has kind of a natural quality in it. She's very natural.
I thought it was a really that makes her unique too, because people in their age, and it's I find it quite normal, then start to be a bit inhibited or shy, which is, if we think of it, it's like the beginning of sexuality, and so all the people bring defenses on that age. Mm-hmm. And it's either that, or they would just copy the models of acting that would they use it from television. And and Julia was really got this confidence going on, and she was very open to whatever kind of acting I would suggest. And it was really she was I could say in a border, because I didn't put like a limited age, a very specific age. I saw girls from 13 to 20. Mm-hmm. Like really anyone who could be living in their parents' house would be okay for the film, and I would adapt it if they were like younger or older. And it was quite interesting, before below 15 you get very spontaneous things, but then they are not like they could not repeat it for three takes. And then when you go above 15, they already have this discipline and this understanding of the mechanism, but they really lack confidence and spontaneous. And Julia was really in between.
In between of it.
Also bodily, which is interesting.
What was your aim in telling this story? What did you want us to tell?
Well, it was really my my goal, my challenge in doing this film was to try to approach, to hear a bit what is the logic of passion. And so I started there with a very, let's say, with the very first summer passion, where I think it's an age where everything is really violent and pure at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it was really, let's say, an auscultation of what is the logic of passion, of how it then develops, how it changes within. So that was my main goal with this film.
And the choice of making it from realistic to more surrealistic, because as far as the movie goes on, some surreal things happens and more and more towards the end. That gave me the feeling of what the dream of a girl of that age can be. So exaggerated, completely not realistic, but real at the same time for her. So what brought you to use that the surreal part more and more throughout the film?
Actually, what was new for me in doing films was the first part was the most realistic, let's say, approach in the beginning. I felt that the film needed almost a documentary tone in the beginning. Yeah, there was really exactly. Nothing going on, just her being there with a friend doing normal summer vacation things when you're not away from the city. So just spending your time going to parties and hang out a bit in coffees or in the street. And then when this guy comes to live in this building, that starts triggers this passion. And then it was the way the film or me found to keep the pace with the logic of this girl's heart. It was the way we found to show it on film. Also, I'm very interested in like the transformative power of love, let's say, or passion, or the way it really can change things around us. And so I guess that was that brought us to a more, let's say, surrealistic or even mythical part of the film in the end. It also interested me that throughout the film, words would be less and less, would be more, let's say, more straight, more simple, even more rude, more direct, and then the whole thing goes on not only on words but mainly around that.
Around them. Yeah. Has the movie been released in Portugal?
Not yet.
Not yet.
The release is previous. It's I don't know the word in English. Previewed, or it's expected to be in March.
Okay.
Early March in Brazil also, and in France in middle of April.
So your first test with an audience was at the festival here yesterday night.
I showed it already in São Paulo Film Festival.
Okay.
In Seville, in Spain, and also in Montpellier in France.
And how was the audience reaction? Was it the way you expected to be, or did the audience? No, generally speaking, I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's quite interesting because this is not a film. The protagonists are teenagers, but this is not at all a teenage like audience-driven film. So it was quite interesting to see lots of different reactions depending on the background of the public that see it. It's quite interesting for me also because it's the first time I do a female character as a protagonist, and then you could see the way also female audiences relate to the film and tell me things that I really didn't know about, and that's very moving for me, because I also did this this film in order to hear like another generation that's not necessarily living in the same circuit as my group of age do, and also the thing that being on the female part of the world, it's it's a lifetime research really. And it's really I think I, well, I try to learn a lot from that. Then it's very interesting that when we show to because we already shown this film to young audiences too, and then normal how do you say, adult audiences. Yeah. And it's very nice to see what people are more interested in or not in the film. Actually, it's the opposite. Teenagers, when the film goes to fantasy, they lose a bit their references, so they start to get away from the film. With the adult audiences, it happens the opposite. The first part, which is almost like I said, a documentary part, it's not that catchy for them.
Actually, for me, it worked exactly like this. Yeah. Because
and then when classic fiction comes in, and then fantastic and fantasy, people are more, into the film. Mm. So it's really interesting for me to see that there are different ways of showing, of getting into a film or relate to it. Then what I think it's like, for instance, in São Paulo or here yesterday night, it's that there is this huge disponibility, availability of the audience to see like a slow-paced The Delegate film. Mm-hmm. And that reassures me a bit, because it's not what we get to see on normal multiplex cinema.
No, of course. But normal festival audiences are more like open-minded. This is what it is.
Yes, but then I think also that from this experience that I had, for instance, in Sevilla or in São Paulo or here, that also, let's say, more and more audiences are coming to the festivals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. This is a tendency that we have, at least in Europe.
And that's very, very nice for us filmmakers, because the other circuit is a bit too too close for our type of films. Like, we can release a film, and we will, but it will be just 1 week or two. It's not the necessary time for
The movie to go around, to be known and to be talked about enough.
That's it. That's it. So it's really like an important circuit, and it's very nice that you get to see for more cinephile people to curious people that goes, and I actually tend to like that a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks to Gerard Nicolau, director of John Frum, here in competition at the Torino Film Festival. Thank you for having been with us. It was my Angela pleasure. Cherby from Fred Film Radio from the Torino International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.